Pope Benedict XVI, one year reflecting on the mysteries of the cross, said that the day of the death and burial of God, is that not in an uncanny way our day? Does our century not begin to become one large Holy Saturday, a day of God's absence? We can think about that both on the grand scale, especially all the atrocities of the century, maybe even our present day, a lot of people losing peace and sleep over the state of the world, or we can think about it even in our own hearts, the experience of the absence of God. And you think about the Pharisees, right, and the high priests mocking Jesus, come down and we'll believe. Just come down from the cross. You said you could. You said you could save. You said you could rebuild the temple in 3 days, and yet you can't, right, this tempting God. It's very easy for us to do in that moment when God seems absent. It's very easy to do. It's hard to believe that Jesus just staying there nailed on the cross is the act of redemption. Not doing anything. It's that staying there is more salvific than coming down. And Jesus obviously knows what he's doing. We heard it when he's in the garden, right? He says, do you not think that at this very moment I could call my Father and he would send 12 legions of angels? Don't think that I couldn't come down. But only out of divine love and knowledge he remains on the cross out of love for us. Contrast the high priest, everyone, with Mary, who doesn't tempt God, who doesn't say, come down. She simply stays there and looks at him. Just stays there, not understanding, not filled with joy, not filled with peace, but frightened and staying with him. We want to be like Mary in those moments when God feels absent. One way we can do that, I would encourage you, if you can this week, to attend the Triduum Liturgies. It's a very, very beautiful way to slowly, over those 3 days, to learn to stay with Jesus through the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, through the Passion on Good Friday, and then finally experiencing the joy of his resurrection at the Easter Vigil. If you can, come to those liturgies. It's a way to experience God, which we all want to do, and to learn to stay with him like our Blessed Mother. We should go to her and ask for her faith and her trust in those moments when it seems that God's not there, when he's just staying up on the cross, not coming down, not doing what we would think. And so we ask for that grace to stay with him.